Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. At least 19 people killed and over 340 injured in Nepal as violent clashes erupt over government's social media ban. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls for cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, warns against increasing trade barriers during virtual address at BRICS Leaders Summit. 6 people killed by Palestinian gunmen at Jerusalem bus stop. Venezuela deploys 25,000 troops in key coastal regions to tackle drug trafficking as U.S. strengthens military in Caribbean. And in Women's Asia Cup hockey, India seals a spot in Super 4 stage with a thumping 12-0 win over Singapore at Hangzhou in China. And now the news in detail. In Nepal, at least 19 people have been killed and over 340 others injured as protests led by Gen Z demonstrators over government's ban on social media platforms turned violent across the country. The protest erupted following a ban enforced by the Nepal government on unregistered social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube, from the 4th of September. The protests spread across the country after police opened fire on demonstrators who stormed the federal parliament premises in Baneshwar, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, curfew orders have been issued in several parts of the country to contain unrest. Our Kathmandu correspondent has filed this report.
The government of Nepal has decided to form an inquiry committee into the incident that took place after demonstration by Gen Z on Monday turned violent. Today evening, the cabinet meeting took place in the PM's residence in Valuavtar, where it was decided if the committee investigates the incident within 15 days, the term of reference will be submitted to the government. Meanwhile, Nepal's Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has informed the Nepali Congress Party chief that he will not hold the post anymore. This was said by Home Minister at the meeting of officials and ex-officers held at residence of Chairman Sher Bahadur Deoba today.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that trade patterns and market access have become prominent issues in the global economic discourse. Addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit virtually today, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized the need for constructive and cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, cautioning that increasing trade barriers and complicating transactions will not help. During the address, the minister said that BRICS should work towards stabilizing the international economy.
Today, the focus is on stabilizing the international economy and the world order. But it is equally essential that we turn our attention to ongoing conflicts, not least because they have direct developmental and supply chain implications. Furthermore, as we head towards the next UN General Assembly session, an exchange of views on reforming multilateralism would be appropriate.
India and Israel today signed a bilateral investment agreement in New Delhi. The agreement was signed between Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Finance Minister of Israel Bezalel Smotrich. The agreement aims to enhance economic ties and explore financial protocols for Israeli exporters. It is expected to boost investments, provide greater certainty and protection for investors, facilitating the growth of trade and mutual investments by ensuring an independent dispute resolution mechanism through arbitration. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today met Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the discussion focused on further strengthening trade and investment ties between the two nations and exploring new avenues for mutual growth. Consular, Passport and Visa Division Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, visited the two-day India-Gulf Cooperation Council political dialogue held in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh. Mr. Chatterjee held wide-ranging discussions with his counterpart, Dr. Abdulaziz Al-Waisheg, Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs and Negotiations of Gulf Cooperation Council. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the discussions focused on deepening cooperation across the various pillars of the GAP, such as political dialogue, security, trade and investment, agriculture and food security, transportation, energy, health, culture and education. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Israel, 6 people were killed and multiple others wounded in a shooting attack at a bus stop in Jerusalem. 2 Palestinian gunmen opened fire at Ramot Junction, a busy intersection in northern Jerusalem. We have a report.
Israeli police said the attackers arrived by vehicle and began shooting at people waiting at the bus stop. Both suspects were shot and killed at the scene after a security officer and civilian returned fire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the scene and declared that Israel remains at war with terrorism on multiple fronts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack on innocent civilians in Jerusalem. Mr. Modi said India condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and stand firms in its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. Kiran Shah for World News.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced that the government will boost troop presence in key coastal regions to combat drug trafficking, following the U.S. deployment of 10 fighter jets to Puerto Rico, a self-governing Caribbean island territory of the United States. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino said 25,000 troops will be stationed in Nueva Esparta, Sucre, Delta Amacuro, and the drug transit zones of Zulia and Falcon. Padrino stated that Venezuela will not rely on foreign powers to defend its territory. U.S. President Donald Trump denied seeking regime change, but is reportedly considering further strikes inside Venezuela, raising concerns of a major escalation in the region. Russian forces struck a thermal power generation facility in Ukraine's Kyiv region overnight, causing local blackouts and gas outages. Ukraine's electricity operator, Ukrenergo, confirmed energy infrastructure was targeted across multiple regions, with power restored to most consumers. Russia's defense ministry also confirmed hitting Ukrainian energy sites. Meanwhile, the EU's most senior sanction envoy is holding talks in Washington with the US officials after President Donald Trump said he was ready to take further action against Russia over the war in Ukraine. David O'Sullivan, the EU sanction envoy, is meeting US counterparts today as Europe and the US look for tougher measures to weaken Russian President Vladimir Putin's war machine. In Pakistan, the human rights organizations have condemned the extrajudicial killing of 3 Baloch civilians by the army. The victims include a teenage shopkeeper. Human rights groups termed the killings part of a broader campaign of genocide, enforced disappearances and repression. The organizations urged the Pakistani government to ensure justice and called on the international community to intervene and halt the ongoing human rights violations in the region. In Women's Asia Cup hockey tournament, India has sealed their spot in the Super 4 stage after a resounding 12-0 victory over Singapore in a Pool B match at Hangzhou in China today. The massive win margin also lifted India to the top of the Pool B ahead of Japan on goal difference. The tournament features 8 teams and the top 2 from each of the 2 pools will qualify for the Super 4 stage. The top 2 teams and Super 4s will play in the final, scheduled for the 14th of September. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. At least 19 people killed and over 340 injured in Nepal as violent clashes erupt over government's social media ban. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, warns against increasing trade barriers during virtual address at BRICS Leaders Summit. 6 people killed by Palestinian gunmen at Jerusalem bus stop. Venezuela deploys 25,000 troops in key coastal regions to tackle drug trafficking as U.S. strengthens military in Caribbean. And in Women's Asia Cup hockey, India seals a spot in Super 4 stage with a thumping 12-0 win over Singapore at Hangzhou in China. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.